Welcome to Vacation Station, hosted by Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazines.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Big Blend Radio's third Tuesday Go to Natchitoches show. Founded in 1714, Natchitoches is the original French colony and the oldest city in the state of Louisiana. And it is one of our favorite destinations on the planet. In fact, you'll see them on the front cover of the latest issue of Vacation Station Travel Magazine. That's, I think, the second time Natchitoches has been on the front cover in a row because, well, we can't help it. It's pretty. It's got Cane River Lake. It's got a historic downtown. There's woods. There's Kisatchee National Forest. It is also part of the Cane River National Heritage Area. And they have drive-through daiquiris. So it's a must-visit destination. So, of course, we've got Arlene Gould here. She is the director of the Natchitoches Convention and Visitor Bureau. And so her website, this is the website to go to plan all things Natchitoches, is Natchitoches.com. And that's, as Kelly from Natchitoches CVB always tells us, to just sing it like Mickey Mouse, Natchitoches.com. I got that right, Arlene.
You did. You got it.
It's good to have you back, and also to see Jason. Jason and his wife Marty run Darkwoods Lost Treasure Mining Company, and also the Darkwoods Haunted Attraction. We visited them out in the summer of 2019. I think that was 2019. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was. That's right. It was 2019. The more I think of it, it definitely was. And it is super cool because you really can go on a treasure hunt. I know kids love it because you go hunting for, like, you're like going to a mining company and you get to get your hands in the water, and here comes the water down the sluice. So you feel like you're in the old West mining, you know, like a mining village. And you really do get treasures. Like, you get big hunks of quartzite and amethyst and arrows, and it's super cool. So I'm sorry, but I do not believe it is just for kids, because I think it's fun. So Jason, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing today, Lisa?
Doing good. Nancy and I had so much fun at your place. And what are the best websites for everyone to go to?
For the mining company, it would be darkwoodsmining.com. We also run, of course, several others. We have darkwoodshaunt.com and darkwoodschristmas.com. And those are all event specific and attraction specific for us.
So the Lost Treasure Mining Company, that's something year round?
We run that one April 2nd through roughly, let me see what our dates are this year, through September the 30th. We'll run it through the end of summer.
And then you get ready for Boo and haunting everybody. And that haunted house is crazy. It's crazy.
I'm glad we could show you around a little bit. I'd love for you to come back and see it during season.
Oh, we do. We're coming back. You know, Arlene, like I keep saying, we're bad pennies. We just keep bouncing back to Natchitoches. It is. When I say it's one of our favorite places, it is. And, you know, when you think about summer in Louisiana, it is warm, but you've got water, you've got forest areas. But Arlene, you do have drive-through daiquiris.
That's right. We have something to keep us cool sometimes, don't we?
Yeah, that's
exactly. Yeah, we do. It does get warm. I think it's the humidity more than the heat itself. You know, the temperatures. Sometimes it's the humidity that really, you know, kicks in.
Well, I think Nancy and I, every year that we've been over, it's been in July, almost to the date, and then this year we kind of broke our tradition and stopped by, and was it January, February?
It was winter. It was.
Yeah. You know, so now I think we have to come back, and, you know, maybe the fall, maybe we have to come play in the, you know, the dark woods.
Absolutely.
That would be great.
Put you in a guest haunter spot. Let you have fun.
You know, that I want to be one of those actors.
We would love to put you in there. We can give you a crash course in literal brain surgery sometimes and put you out there on the haunt. It's a lot of fun.
Literal brain surgery?
Depending on what set we put you in, get your hands grubby.
Nancy says I need brain surgery all the time. But now, you know, there's the haunted house, but you are like the dark woods, which is something to talk about. It is shaded. And just tell us a little bit about the mining company, because, like, when you basically buy a bag of gems, right? And hope you get something really good.
we have a themed attraction there. We theme it to the 1930s. We like to think of it more of an Indiana Jones style treasure hunt. We have various packages of Ruff. There's no admission charge, but you would buy, or you buy various packages. We've even added a new package this year since the last time you came. Okay. So you buy your pre-measured packages, which give you a guaranteed find. And those finds are like you've seen, they're pretty extensive. We have everything from actual fossils, gemstones, some semi-precious, lots of minerals. We collect from about 14 countries around the world. So you have an opportunity in one place to find, especially if you're a rock hound, you have an opportunity to find a lot of treasure that you wouldn't, you would either have to go to great lengths to put all together or have complete difficulty finding. It's something for everybody. They're guaranteed finds. So everybody goes away happy with being able to find some fantastic stuff. We still, even this far into it, we still see things on a weekly basis that we've never seen before. Wow. In terms of fossils, sizes, sometimes gemstones that are, you know, the semi-precious. We're always excited to see raw emeralds and rubies and amethyst and things like that. So it's pretty cool. It's and in the shade, it is cooler than it is in a lot of places. For summer this year, we just finished building out a new Molly Moose soft serve and sweets, and we carry real pineapple Dole Whip and Dippin' Dots and a lot of cool and sweet treats to keep you cool in the summertime, especially in July when you're back. Mm-hmm. So plenty of things to keep you comfortable while you're there and enjoying the sluice.
What I love about it is that you learn, and this is a really fun, and number one, it's like going to a casino, but more fun because you do actually win, because normally in a casino, the house always wins, right? So it's that luck of the draw, but it's an activity for an entire family to get together. I know Kelly, you know, she's always raving about you guys, and she says her kids want to go back. And she says normally to keep the attention span of kids is a hard thing to do. And then for them to want to go back to the same place again really is a highlight. And she's a parent. Her boys keep wanting to go back. So that says something. I want to go back. Nancy wants to go back. But you learn something. You learn about the fossils. You learn about where these gemstones come from. And I got an arrowhead, which I thought was super cool. And I actually have a friend of ours, Andrea Fay. She is an amazing ceramicist, and she's doing jewelry and all kinds of, she's just awesome. She has got the arrowhead and she's making something with it. I last time I was there, I'm like, here, this is something special. It's been our guide. It's been in the car. That's as a great protector, but now she's making something, but she wants to know she's worried about putting it in the kiln because it might be too hot in the kiln. So she's trying to make something special for us. Well, with
if
it.
If you have issues with it, let me know. I'll see what I can
Well, this has become a big deal. You know, I get these emails from her once in a while. I'm still working on the arrowhead, you know, but it's cool. But you've got even like fossilized shells and things in there. So is that like cool to watch kids go like, dude, this is like way cool?
It is. And you know, it's we say kids, but it is definitely an all ages activity. You know, the children have the children always are going to enjoy playing in the water and getting dirty and doing the activity itself, but they don't necessarily pick up on what they're necessarily looking at. We're adults, okay. Do you know, if you find a sapphire, you're going to be a lot more a lot more jazzed about that than an 8 or 10 year old might be. But it's there's always something there. And you know, that activity, we're always looking for things that can get people out of the house, off the couch, off of their social media, off of their cell phone. Mm-hmm. Get out, get sweaty, get dirty, have fun. And in that way we incorporate the entire family. And we're always looking to improve and add additional attractions to handle that that need here.
You know, I love that, you know, that you're talking about kids getting off of the phone and the social media and everything, you know, because I'm telling you, if you go in that haunted house and you look at your phone, something's going to get you.
It's a target on your back, I'll have to tell you.
It's gonna get you. It's gonna get you. So you know, but that activity is great for families. And I think Natchitoches, Arlene, are you seeing more families coming? You know, is Natchitoches changing as a destination a little bit more with that?
We are. We're a family friendly town. We really are. You know, you got the Fort St. John Baptiste, which is always a great place for young and old to go and learn, mainly about the history, how Natchitoches was founded and how those soldiers that set up shop lived back in the 1700s, because they are in costume interpreters. And of course, you know, with the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, you know, to learn about the, you know, all the sports legends here in Louisiana. But we are with the riverbank and paddle and pedal down there with the canoes and paddle boards. And we're starting to see a lot more, you know, families come and bring their kids and doing more activities. You got the Grady Irwin trails out there.
So oh, I love that.
Nice little hiking trails. So yeah, there's a lot to see and do for kids, young and old, you know?
Yeah. I mean, really, who cares about age?
Exactly. As long as you're young at heart, it doesn't really matter. Right.
Well, you know, one of the funny things that, you know, right outside your office and behind you in your picture is the Cane River Paddle Queen. Mm-hmm. That is, I mean, they were letting kids get up there and be the captain. I mean, it's a paddle boat. It's, you know, going down the river. And one of the highlights too, you know, when we went there on that cruise, now you can have wine, and there was a little dog. I was looking at the pictures just yesterday, Arlene, of you and the little dog, and Nancy's having her wine and I'm trying to film everything. But when you go down the river, you see all the families with kids on. I mean, this is just, you want to go back to being in school. You want to be back in that age where mm-hmm. you're swinging on a swing and jumping into the river. And I'm like, dude, that is so much fun. And then they're out in boats. And, you know, it's like people are out in the river, Cane River Lake, I should say. It's a lake. Mm-hmm. It's an oxbow lake. It's like a little, it was part of the Red River, right?
It was. Yeah. It was the original Red River.
Yeah, yeah, back in the day. So, I mean, did you have ships come up to your office doorstep?
We pretty much did, actually. They would stop here. Natchitoches would have been a port city had it not been for the log jam on Red River back in the 1800s. So when Captain Shreve cleared that 100-mile log jam, Red River changed course, and this is what was left of it, Cane River Lake. It's dammed at both ends, and Red River is about 3 miles to the east of us now. So,
yeah, and
yeah, this was a major navigation channel all the way to the Mississippi River at one time.
And that's what so much genealogy is a big deal, too. And so if it gets too warm, you can go into, like, the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, but you've also got the Louisiana State Museum right next to it. You've got the genealogy museums and libraries that you can go to. Cane River Creole National Historical Park, we got to bring that up. So there's so much you can go in and out, kind of base it on your temperature zone. And Kisatchee National Forest, which Nancy and I loved. We got nailed in a summer storm and it was so much fun. It really was. It was nice and cooling. And, you know, we called Kelly. We're like, I know we're going to go to Mercy Beaucoup. I think that's the restaurant on the corner. And I'm like, we need to change clothes. We need to take a shower. She says, oh, forget the shower. Just change your clothes. Just get here. You're going to like it. But it was so, like, just the wildflowers were out and we saw mm-hmm. little piggies too. I know people don't want to see the piggies, but we like the little piggies in the forest.
Well, they're living in the wild, you know. So
I was just like, there's you know, they're related, we're all little piggies. but it was beautiful out there, and you can do a scenic drive if you don't want to hike too. But that trail was pretty easy for a family to do, and yeah, you've got a lot of good ones out there for people. Yeah. So all right, so we've got water, we got hiking, we got looking for lost treasure, we got Halloween coming up, right? And mm-hmm. downtown, you've got candy.
We've got the Cane River Candy Store right next door. They, you know, just walking up and down Front Street is always a treat, you know. Window shopping or stopping to get a little treat, chocolate dipped strawberries, or, you know, just a cup of ice cream, a cup of Bluebell ice cream to cool off, but just strolling up and down Front Street or on the riverbank is always a nice leisure, you know, it's a treat, you know. And we also have the alligator park. Can't forget about the alligator park, the Natchitoches Alligator Park. And Northwestern has a new disc golf course coming. I haven't heard too much about it, but they're working on a disc golf course coming up at Northwestern. And then, of course, we opened up Park Natchitoches. Probably it'll be 2 years now. I know it opened the same month that the pandemic was here, but it's our new it has five baseball fields out there and soccer fields and walking trails and pavilions, and it's really nice. It's huge. It's great. It actually borders right there along side of Jason at Darkwoods.
Well, that's neat. Like, Jason, where you are, it's so close. It's kind of in between the downtown, close to the is it I-49?
Mm-hmm. Interstate 49. Mm-hmm.
I just know, I kind of know where I'm going right
now. We're a mile and a half in from Interstate, in between Park Natchitoches and the Grady Irwin Park. We share terrain with that same strip right there with them.
It's easy to get to, you know, and I think that's really great. And Irwin Grady is a really nice, easy trail for folks to go on. And what's neat is you'll see things that you're going to think, why is there trash in there? But it's not. It's part of like biologists doing work from the university, doing, you know, checking things out. But, you know, when you think about Louisiana, you always think about the swamps and the cypress knees. And if you want to see that, that's a place where you can go. We saw great egrets. We saw so much just on that one little trail in there. So that's a great place to go. I think you can go biking.
We live right across from the park on Sibley Lake here, and it's a great place. That Grady Irwin Nature Preserve is a great place to see wildlife. You'll see fox. Sometimes you can even catch a bald eagle overhead if you're paying attention.
Great place to
go out and get a taste of what the area used to look like.
Yep, Sibley Lake. That's another place. You got restaurants on the lake too.
Yes, Mariners out there on Lake Sibley. Great place to watch a sunset. One of my favorite places to watch the sunset and have a nice cool drink while you're at it.
Oh, and on the riverfront, and off of Front Street, you've got Maglio's. Right?
Maglio's has outdoor dining on the patio overlooking the river. That's correct.
Yeah. What was that the Mexican restaurant we went to in January?
El Rio.
Oh, that was good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's right on there too. So riverfront dining is good. And the walkway, I think that's one of the coolest things, is you can just walk down the riverfront. You know, take a nice stroll. You've got all those flower baskets and the oak trees. And if it rains, the resurrection ferns decide to say, I'm here.
That's look right. At me,
you know,
I actually picked up a dinner on Sunday afternoon. I guess it was around 6:30, almost 7 o'clock, and went down to the riverbank stage and sat at one of the tables and chairs and just sat there and enjoyed my dinner by myself and watching everybody, you know, do some fishing and the kids running around. It was really nice. It was a late Sunday evening and it was nice.
So. Oh, did you see the ducks? There's always ducks out there.
There were ducks and there were a lot of turtles in the water.
Oh, cool.
You know, because the kids were fishing right there off of, right there off the riverbank, and they were screaming, look, it's turtles, it's turtles.
Oh, it's one of my favorite things.
They weren't worried so much about the fish. They were more worried about the turtles.
Oh, man. Now I'm getting homesick. You know, we do call Natchitoches home, right?
Come on.
I know. We love it. We love it. So I know you've got the Jazz Festival coming up in a couple days. That's coming up.
Jazz Fest is coming up at the end of May.
That's the Commodores?
Ooh. Commodores will be headlining. They'll have music and entertainment on Friday night and then on Saturday as well. I think that's May the 20th and 21st. And then we have in June coming up the 2022 induction class for the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. That takes place every year at the end of June. So they'll have a new class of inductees coming in. So, and then we didn't talk about Briarwood, but Briarwood's a really nice outdoors place to go to.
So that's open
that right
in the
now,
summer.
All the irises are in bloom out at Briarwood, and they should be beautiful. I mean, you know, when you're looking at 40 different varieties and types of irises blooming at the same time, it's just, you know, gorgeous.
We went there the last time too, and I think it was the same time frame we saw you, Jason. Mm-hmm. I think it was that same, like one day, when it, you know, that same trip. But I think you've got a new executive director there at Briarwood.
Yes, Bailey. Mr. Richard Johnson relocated to Arizona, so Bailey is the new curator and director out there at Briarwood.
Yeah, I want to go back because it's exquisite. Just the meadow with the wildflowers, mm-hmm. and you've got that isn't the grandpa tree there, or like
grandpappy.
No, sorry, that's right. We're talking Louisiana. We got to get to the pappies here. I mean, but it's so beautiful, and I've been following them on Facebook, and I get like every day. I'm like, come on, I want to see what's blooming. What's happening mm-hmm. in the garden, you know? So Briarwood is special and really goes after, you know, honoring the legacy of Carolyn Dorman, who, mm-hmm. if we talk about Kisatchie National Forest, the only national forest in the state of Louisiana. And I believe July is National Forest Month and National Forest Week. So I'm just saying. And in June is the anniversary of the Kisatchie National Forest. I love the forest, sorry. Bring you both on the show and I'll just tell you all about Kisatchie National Forest.
Now that's great.
It's neat, it's really neat. So when you think about Outdoors Month, that's a good time. And so going back to summer, I wanna ask each of you, I know you both work in tourism and travel and it's busy, 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 but you know, Arlene, how I am. I want to know what you're doing for the weekend, especially you got people knocking on the door. I know Arlene likes to cook for you. So I'm just saying that's a highlight. If you go knocking on her door and she's got cool dogs too, that'll come hang out with you. But let's start with you, Jason. What are you going to do with some friends pop up or your family, you know, comes out, decides to knock on the door and do the famous pop-in? What are you going to do?
You know, when
the
pop-ins come for us, we're right here on the banks of Sibley Lake. We usually end up on the water in some form or fashion, whether they're evening cruises and sunset cruises, or we're out on jet skis or just swimming, fishing off the dock. I mean, that's what we do here. We do, about every other Friday, starting this Friday through June, though, we're going to be hosting free movie nights, adventure movie nights out at Darkwoods. So we're hoping that on those Fridays, we're going to be out there with a big crowd. We're showing things like Raiders of the Lost Ark and some others, just to get folks out and just to come and have a place to be out of the house. And that's that starts this Friday night. So our Fridays are kind of taken up. So
that's cool though. But like Raiders from the Lost Ark makes sense. It really goes with, you know, with a lost treasure, you know, the mining part of it.
And I think there's some great movies in there too. I think Princess Bride is on the docket, and maybe The Sandlot is coming up.
So family oriented.
All family stuff. Again, we're just trying to get people out of the house and share the park with them.
Yeah, that, and you've got ice cream and, you know, Dole Whip. Yeah, you know.
Good ice cream.
Yeah, this is important. Good stuff. Oh man, that's what summer was invented, just for ice cream, you know.
Ice cream, so cold pineapple Dole Whip with fresh pineapple juice is hard to beat.
Oh, Arlene, you up to?
That sounds so refreshing.
I want pineapple.
Well,
now.
You know, I like my little boat rides, but you know what? You know what I've been missing and I haven't had in a while is a good home style barbecue. Ooh. With some good thick steaks and, you know, some roasted vegetables and, you know, some good friends to hang around with and maybe go pick up a gallon of daiquiris to share, you know.
You got to get the bright pink one, or, you know, those sherbet colors. You got to make it bright, you know, when you get the daiquiris. But yeah, you're right about the barbecue. I think, you know, now that people are out and about, reunited with friends, family, that's going to be pretty exciting to have barbecues again. And you can go to a park and barbecue. Even Kisatchie has grills.
Yep.
You know,
well, for Easter, I saw friends that I hadn't seen in years, and we had a nice crawfish boil, and it was just so good for everybody to just kind of hang around while they were cooking the crawfish. But, you know, I haven't had a good barbecue in a while. So that's what I'm thinking.
Sounds good. Well, I know that you know how to cook the sides, and I know you, no matter what you're cooking, do you barbecue?
I used to have a barbecue pit when I first moved here, and I kind of got away from it, but it might be time for a new one.
Oh,
I do. I like to barbecue.
Yeah, we're coming to see you, Arlene.
Come on.
We're coming to see you and hang out. Well, thank you both for giving us a glimpse into summer in Natchitoches. It's a beautiful time of year to get outside, get out with the family, you know, and real close, Arlene, in proximity for everyone. I know people are worried about gas, so I want them to know how close you are to all the big cities. Like, you're close to Dallas, Little Rock, New Orleans.
We're 4 hours from each of those major cities. If you put Natchitoches in the middle, we're 4 hours from Dallas, 4 hours from Houston, 4 hours from Little Rock, Jackson, Mississippi, and even New Orleans. We're just in that radius. But I filled up with gas, and I want to say I paid $3.74 a gallon today for gas, which is not as high as other states, from what I understand.
Don't start me. Don't talk to me.
Did I open a can of worms?
Do not. All I'm saying, everybody on the West Coast needs to go east. Start heading east. I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's a whole other deal. I've talked to some friends in California. It's a little hot. It's just a little bit higher there.
As you pull into the gas station, you literally start crying. And then you go, you know what, though? It's worth it. I mean, you've got to think, you know, it's, you know, when you're able to go out and experience something new, and if you need to keep, you know, watch of your gas tank, you can still get out and do things. And, yeah, you know,
well, and all roads lead to Natchitoches, between the El Camino Real, the No Man's Land, the Jefferson Highway, the Holiday Trail of Lights. Some road or some trail is going to bring you to Natchitoches.
That's right. The El Camino. Yep, exactly. Well, thank you again, everyone. The website is Natchitoches.com. And then, Jason, give everyone your websites again.
We'll take darkwoodsmining.com, darkwoodshaunt.com, and darkwoodschristmas.com.
Oh, he won the prize. He's got three. Everyone, keep up with us at bigblendradio.com. And of course, we are airing daily at, if you're in Natchitoches, at 6 p.m. Central Time. But every third Tuesday is dedicated to what's going on in Natchitoches, because there's always something, some reason to go there, not just, you know, follow any road and get there, but you can, but there's always something going on. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.